Welcome to the Lindsay and Tony podcast, where we talk about spirituality, business, and life experiences.
In this podcast, we're bringing our private conversations to you.
We believe that it's through discussion, action, and reflection that true change occurs.
Hi, everybody.
Good morning. I hope everyone's having a great day. We are back live and we are going to talk about something that everyone wants to talk about. It's how to manifest. And it's a topic that comes up a lot for us. I was just asked this the other day. Someone said, well, how do I manifest this? How do I manifest that? And I started to talk about how manifesting to me is a little bit different maybe than I've heard before. Like the common phrase, like when you manifest something that you have to like attain it and get it. But I believe that it's always around us. We have that same belief.
Yeah. So explain more. What do you mean?
So when I think of manifesting, I feel like manifesting, I want to use a different word for it instead of saying manifesting.
It's like more just you're receiving what's already
all
there.
All it is just receiving and noticing what's already around you.
Yeah.
Anyone can get it. It's not like, oh, I have to manifest this trip or I have to manifest that. It's like, no, I'm going to, one, be aware that I can have it and have that belief. Two, take the action and build up to it. It's not like all of a sudden something manifests. And it comes to you over time. And, you know, I've been talking a lot about the book. I think it's called The Power of Belief. I've shared it on my page before. And they talk about how we think that we have these like serendipity type moments, but really it's not serendipity moments. It's actually, it is a serendipitous moment, but it's something that's been built up energetically. Like you can't see what's happening, but you've been creating the habits over time to make it actually have this outcome.
That way you can see what's already there.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like ads online. Like all of a sudden you're talking about, we're talking about eye cream for dogs.
Right? Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we get an ad for it. The ads were already there.
Right.
But now that we start focus on it, we start activating what's already there and then we see it.
Right.
It manifests.
And
so it's not really something, it's more like we're connected with it already. It's
yeah.
already here. And then once we decide that we're pursuing that, that's when we're able to receive
right.
it and to have it.
Yeah. For technology purposes, they're hearing our voice. So they create the ads and
yes.
they recognize the words that we're saying. But our energy does the same thing with the vibration.
To the universe.
To
so
the
it's
universe.
Like God, the universe is hearing our voice.
Exactly. So, and you can't just want it. You can't just want it. You have to believe that you already have it. That's one thing. Like, of course I'm going to get that. Of course that's happening. It's already done. But you can't just sit on your couch and expect for it to happen. Like, oh, I'm going to have this new house, but you're sitting on your couch.
Yeah, because sometimes we already, like from my own experience, sometimes I already have a belief in me about something and it
yeah.
manifests very easily.
Exactly.
Like, for example, relationships. With that came very easy for me because whatever reason, I had a belief in me to where I was like, nope. The perfect girls out there, I didn't feel in a rush to go get you. I didn't even know it was you at the time. I felt relaxed about it. So I had this belief in me. I was able to receive it already compared to, say, I had a belief in me that was all distorted and I wasn't set up to receive you. You know, maybe I had the, you know, conflicting beliefs because we think about why is something not manifesting in our life. And when something's not manifesting in your life, you either have conflicting beliefs or you don't really want it as bad as you think you do. You're not tapped into that why of why you want it. You don't want it bad
enough.
Or
you have to. You think that you have to like win it. You can't just get it yourself.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
So you have that belief.
But
so.
That goes back, like what you just said about the relationship stuff. You knew that because you knew the work that you were putting into yourself.
That's it.
So you were creating these patterns in your life where you were taking care of your body. You were reading the self-development books before we met. You were... And it wasn't even connected to relationships, but you were doing something for yourself. So if you were insecure about not putting in the work for yourself, you might be thinking, oh my gosh, what if I don't get a girl? But you didn't need to because you already were putting the effort to something.
Yeah, so that's it. That's one of the keys to manifestation too.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise, action and effort.
Right.
But is it the only key? It's not the only key because it reminds me, I always bring up network marketing. you have the same product, same marketing plan in the same market, but people get different results. Actually, right. Most people fail at it. Why? Why is that? Because we have our beliefs too.
Right.
We have the way that we see the world, and we have all of that working for us. So it's not just like action, and then it's not just belief either. It's a combination of both. So think about what you want right now. If it's not manifesting for you, it's because you have some conflicting beliefs in there, or you really don't want it as bad as you think that you do.
And one of the common things that can come up is you, I'm putting in quotes, manifest something. Like all of a sudden you start to notice that you're like, oh, I believed I could get it. I took the action. I got it. And then there's self-sabotage. And then all of a sudden it slips through your fingers and you don't have it anymore. You're like, what? I was on this great frequency. I had good luck. I was on a good luck streak. I don't believe in good luck. Like, I believe in, you know, of course you have good luck. I guess I do believe in good luck, but it's because of your actions.
Yeah, so the self-sabotage comes on. It's kind of like the temperature in your house. It's set at 70. If a door opens, it goes, maybe it goes up or down. And then the system inside knows to kick it back on. Let's get it back to 70.
Right.
So the self-sabotage is kind of like that. It goes back to the internal beliefs again. That's why it's like you really have to know yourself. Mm-hmm. So I think, and I feel like you believe this too, to where it's like in manifesting, the first thing you need to really know is yourself. Like know exactly where you are, because that's a pattern we've noticed with people is the inability to really own where they're at and to say it out loud, because it can feel negative sometimes. It could sound negative. But if you're not starting from that space of knowing exactly where you are and being not being delusional about it, like say for with your business, like look at your numbers, like what is in your bank account, like what's really coming in, how many readings have you given, how many, like get honest with the results of what you're actually doing, write those down on a piece of paper, and that's the power, because then once you know where you are, now all of a sudden this more clarity, more truth, clarity starts to pour into you. And that's what you're wanting, because as you tap into this truth clarity, that's where manifestation, from my experience, starts to happen at an easier rate.
Yeah.
Is when you start to align with your truth and what's really, you know, your strengths and what you're really good at and what you came here to be. But the only way to get there is owning where you are. And I think that's a big key piece that is missed over and over and over again.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to see the truth. You're like, oh, I think I'm doing well. And then you look at the numbers and you're like, no. And that's something that we go through with our students. We're like, okay, where are you at? Not with your full-time, you know, work, because some of them are trying to exit out of their full-time work. What are your numbers from your spiritual mission, your spiritual business? Like, what is the reality of what's truly going on? And it's not to shame yourself, it's to be real with yourself so you can actually have the growth. Because if you don't start in that foundational place where you have a platform to know where you're at, and you're like, oh, I'm over here and I want to manifest, you know, this amount of money and in this place and these relationships, but you're not honest with where you're at, you have no gauge to even get there. Like, you don't even know the steps in between.
Right.
And I think it's not about just manifesting, like going from this level all the way up here by itself. It's like, no, the habits, the patterns, the choices that you're making in your thoughts, your language, how you're speaking about it is the biggest part of it.
Yeah. So if you've ever put the gas on where you're going, you're going towards that vision, you're going towards that dream, and then you put the brakes on, kind of like Lindsay was saying earlier, self-sabotage. If you do that gas, brakes, look at the conflicting belief you had. Like one of them I had was rejection. Like I was wanting, part of my belief is rejection is painful. I want to go run away from rejection. And then another part of me was like, I want to create this dream life. I want to create a business, right? They don't mix together, because to do stuff outside of your comfort zone, you have to face rejection. You have to face rejection within your internal wiring. Your internal wiring will reject you from the very beginning, right? When you start something new. So if, like me, I was trying to run away from rejection. All of a sudden, my internal wiring is rejecting what I'm trying to do, and then I take two steps backwards. But then whenever I start to become aware that, wait, I'm running away from rejection, I had to change how I looked at rejection. So then I started to see, no, in marketing, I believe it's like 16 times someone needs to see your ad before they buy. No means next one. Like when I'm doing my coaching calls, if it's a no, it's next one, on to the next. My self-worth comes from within. It comes from with my connection with myself and with God. It doesn't come from people saying yes or agreeing with me. So like I'm retelling a new story around rejection because I understand I had that conflicting belief that was causing me to go in circles. So think about your life. What are some conflicting beliefs that are coming up within you? Maybe about money, about relationships, that's causing you to go forward, go backward, go forward, go backward, and it's not manifesting. Key hint, it's not manifesting. Look where things aren't manifesting. Know where you are, and then start to look at these conflicting beliefs of why this is actually happening.
Yeah, why it's not working. There is a reason why it's not working. And that's a good point, because you really do have to think about, and it might take some time to write out those conflicting beliefs. Like just say you're in the area of relationships and you're not in a relationship and you really want a relationship and you're like, why is this happening? Well, how much time are you spending overworking? How much time are you spending beating yourself up before you manifest, in quotes, this person? Think about the habits that are coming into play. And do you feel like all men are bad, but you want to manifest a good man? That kind of belief system is going to mess with attracting what you really want or seeing. And I'm saying attracting and manifesting, but it's really like it's noticing that they're there because you're resisting seeing. It's almost like having sunglasses on and the sunglasses only show a certain color around you and you miss everything else. That's exactly what it comes with manifesting. It's like, I have to manifest this. I'll manifest it. It's like, it kind of gives up your control of knowing that you could be in alignment with it and it could come to you quickly.
It's a different energy. You think, oh, I got to force it. It's like, no, manifestation comes from a relaxed space. You putting in the reps over and over and over. And that's the man. It's not coming force. If I'm trying to force, like if I'm trying to go on a date with Lindsay and I'm forcing her, she's going to fucking run away.
Exactly.
Like things run away from force.
But, well, that's a thing. I was going to say, it's like there's a balance of, you don't want to force it. And then the other piece to it is thinking you have to wait to manifest something, but not do anything, not create the patterns to get there.
I'll get the right download or the right time will come or...
That's the big thing. I think like in the spiritual community, that's what it is. I can't wait to manifest that. It's like, wait a second. For me, I'm so excited. Like how I speak and how we speak is I'm so grateful I have this before I even have it in my hands, and visualizing that and taking the time and not waiting for it to come. It's like, no, it's happening. It's happened. It's done.
So check in with yourself right now. What's your vision? What are you creating this year? What's the vision that comes to you by the end of this year? Like, what do you want to manifest? Like, what's the number one thing?
Yeah, like, what do you want?
It pops to your mind right now. What have you done about it?
Right.
What action steps have you taken towards that?
To get there.
Write those down. If you're not taking action steps towards it, it's not going to work. No. Action is obviously part of the equation.
Yeah.
So get very clear. Like, own that piece of it. Are you taking action? If you're not... Just own that. I hear so many people that say, I want to be a psychic medium or a coach. And then you say, how many coaching sessions and readings have you done in the last year? They're like 22, 23. And it's not consistent. It's not. So whatever you want to manifest, like if you're not putting in the work, how do you think you're going to get to that expert level? How do you think that these 10,000 hours, like people don't just wake up one day and they're an expert in this area. It's like they put in the work behind the scenes over and over. You've heard this over and over, but this is the truth. And remember it and apply it to your life and look at your life and figure it out, like, what actions are you actually taking? That'll tell you what you value and that'll tell you what you'll be producing by the end of this year. It'll give you a hint towards that.
Yeah. And I think it goes along with, January 1st or New Year's Eve, you're going to write out your intentions. Then you don't look at them until the next year, or sometimes you don't even look at them. You write them for the next year and you're sitting writing down your intentions and you're like, what the heck? That was my goal last year, but I never made it happen. It's like if you write it down and you totally step away and you don't have those in place, you're not going to get exactly what you want. You're going to get all the noise that's around you. And I think that's a big thing is there's so much noise that's happening with social media, with content intake. I got stuck the other night on good content. I told you I was on TikTok because we've had like a little mini trampoline. Our mini trampoline snapped like a couple pieces to it, But I realized with research that I could get the bungee cord mini trampoline, but I was on TikTok and I was building up the belief in myself. What I do before I buy something, I do it all the time. I look up the benefits in the before and afters to people that have experienced something. So what have I done this with? I've done this with so many different things. I did it with like the probiotic that I got. Dental floss.
Electrolytes.
Electrolytes. The trampoline. So I will...
Training programs.
Training programs. I will put my focus on the reviews, the positive reviews. And remember, you can focus on the positive reviews or you could focus on the negative. I'm not dismissing the negative reviews. I will look at the negative reviews and compare it to different situations. But once I'm sold on a certain product, I'll already have ordered it. And then I go and I look at all the benefits and all the beliefs and all the reviews and the amazing things that have happened to people. So before it gets to me, I already have that belief in my body and my mindset that it's going to work or it's going to be awesome. So for me, I was on TikTok and used all my time and energy to watch these trampoline videos of these girls jumping and dancing and having fun. And I got hooked into it. It's easy to get hooked into the other end of things. I've also gotten hooked into 911 calls and murders. And I'm like, how did I end up watching this at 8 a.m? So it's like you can choose exactly what you're focusing in on. And that's my point is there's so many things to see. And we need to be aware of like what is in our awareness, what's in our frequency, and what radio station are we tuning into to get exactly what we want. And we know that we have a birthright to receive. And that's what it's about.
Yes. And many of us, we forget to take time for ourselves to really see. We're so busy taking in all this content, like taking your own energetic content, what your soul's saying. Figure out what your soul's saying, where you're at right now. This is where you're at. Susan or Sarah or Ashley or Tony or Lindsay, this is where you're at. And then where do you want to go? Like, take time and relax. And because these conflicting beliefs, as you're slowing down in your journaling or you're working with a coach, they're going to be in hyperactive mode. They're going to be working. They're going to be saying, oh, this isn't going to work. You just writing down this on a paper, all this. It's going to be trying to force you out of slowing down. But this is absolutely part of the key, is slowing down, figuring out where you are. And then most importantly, too, is figuring out like where you want to go. Some of us have a vision over and over and over, but are you really taking time to create that vision for yourself?
Yeah.
Are you really taking time to do it? Is it written down in a notebook, on a piece of paper, whatever is going to remind you? Are you crystal clear about where you're going? If you're not crystal clear about where you're going and then where you are, you're just going to get mediocre results. You're going to move a little bit towards that direction. Some things will manifest because the universe keeps changing whether we want it to or not. So things will manifest, but you're not going to get to the level that you're seeing in your vision, that calling that's calling you. The only way to get there is to be disciplined in the way that we're talking about in this podcast, to where you're absolutely clear with yourself and you're clear where you're going and you know exactly why you're doing it too. Because if you don't know why, it's not going to happen. And if you don't have it in your life, you don't really want it as bad as you think you do. And it's time to check in with that why. Of like, why do you even want your business? Why do you want to travel? Why do you want that house? What's going to happen because of that? What impact on your life and other people's lives will happen because of this? And just keep going deeper and deeper.
Right. And it's making me think, I know I shared this with you. It was years ago. I don't know if this was 2007. It might have been 2007 because that's when Nick passed. But you know, we were all into the law of attraction at the same time. You were, even though I didn't know you at that time, you were into The Secret and the law of attraction at a certain point. Nick was into it. I was into it. And when he passed, I asked him, is the law of attraction real? Because we were so focused on it. And I had this vision he showed me of this heavenly space where I was standing in the middle. And all of a sudden, all of these things were whizzing by like at rapid speeds. I could see it whizzing by my whole body and swirling around me. And he showed me with proof and also feeling. It wasn't a voice that he told me. It was a telepathic communication. And I knew when I saw these things whizzing by me, it was like I could just go out and grab it. If I see it, I can have it. And when I saw that and knew that it was true, that it was always around us, I knew the power of getting exactly what I wanted when I knew that it was actually right there. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's already surrounding us. Even if we can't see it with our human eye, it's almost like an energetic force that we can create and to become aware of.
Yeah, it's like that tree outside. You put that seed in the ground, all the resources are already around it. It'll attract everything that it needs, attract.
Right.
It will receive everything that it needs.
It's magnetic.
To manifest as soon as that perfect seed, which is the tree. So your perfect seed is just setting up your nervous system to receive whatever that dream is. Like if your perfect seed is the perfect female or male partner, then that seed goes in there and you plant it and your system receives it.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you go to plant that seed of the perfect partner and your system's saying, no, all men are bad.
Mm-hmm.
All females are bad. So your system's not receiving that seed. But whenever it receives that seed, because you're programming, now you can water it every day through when you talk about it. You're talking about it from a relaxed space. You're not
mm-hmm.
trying to convince anybody. Because you can tell when someone believes what they're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Or someone's trying to believe what they're saying. There's a big difference. And there's a big difference internally how you're wired. Because when you're saying it from a space that you believe it, you're activating that energy within you, which is that's what causes
well, that's
you
the magnetic.
To receive it. That's that magnet energy.
And that's all connected to emotion. That's a missing piece that can come up sometimes too.
Yes.
It's like if you're not feeling it, you're not believing it, and you're not getting that emotion, that magnetic field isn't going to bring it in. Elisa, good morning. It's so good to see you on here.
Good morning, Elisa.
So this is something to think about. So we want to hear from you. We want to hear what are your insights from this episode? What are some things that you can do to get to what you already know is yours? Or what can you do to build that belief to get the result and what you want? What are you going to do to build up that belief? What are you going to infuse into your regular daily habits? You know?
Yes.
So think about that.
And when the conflicting belief comes up, when that other thought comes up that, hey, you're not enough, or why are you doing this, or you can't trust people, or whatever it is, this conflicting belief that comes up, what are you going to do about it? Like, what's the new story you're going to tell? Like, the rejection energy came up within me before the story was, oh, that's painful. Rejection's painful. If someone says no to me in business or in life, then it's painful in my nervous system. And so I was creating pain all around the word rejection and the experience of rejection, to where over the last several years, I've been creating a new story around it, to where no, rejection is part of entrepreneurship. A customer needs to see an ad 16 times before they buy. No means next one, right? If I want to call, someone says no, it means next one. It builds my muscle. I've seen it over the years. I've seen the fact that I've been persistent and experience rejection in business and life. It builds your muscle, right? Doesn't it build your muscle? Because you overcome it, you get stronger. And then also I realized that my self-worth, it comes from within. It comes from with my connection to myself and God. It doesn't come from people accepting me. So I retell this story over and over and over. And then now I have a new story. And now that conflict and belief, it's not stopping me in the way it used to. It still comes up, but I just overwrite it. So what conflicting beliefs are stopping you, and what are you going to do about it whenever they come up? What are you going to do about it?
I love this. So some people are commenting. Okay, Christy, she says, hi, Christy.
Hi, Christy.
To stop myself from the negative talk and redirect. I love that you brought up this topic. This is such a common theme that comes up. Now, what can happen is because we're humans, we have that negative self-talk. And it's like, okay, I hear the talk. I'm seeing the talk, I'm feeling the talk, I'm feeling the emotion of the talk, and going through it and figuring it out to the root, like, why is this even coming up? And taking the time to feel it, I feel like is the most important thing, instead of to mask it.
Yes.
And just push it aside. Because oftentimes when we talk about the law of attraction, when I first got into it in 2007, I was afraid to say anything negative because I didn't want to manifest anything.
Mm-hmm.
So my belief was different. When I started to really uncover the law of attraction and like getting into all of the self-development, I started to realize, no, like, that's my truth. I'm feeling that negativity. I need to go through that. I need to move through it.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing when you spot that negative inside of you. It's a good thing, because you could think that it's like, oh, no, it's bad.
Right.
I'm seeing this in me. Why is this in me? No, it's good. It means you're growing.
And then also to add on to that, too, is like the negative self-talk. It's like, okay, I have this negative self-talk. Where is the golden nugget in it? So, like, for me, it was about my body. Like, oh, I don't like the way my body looked. But at the same time, feeling that pain of that negative self-talk around my body actually caused me to take a little golden nugget and, like, I'm not happy with this right now. I got to make a change. So this is actually a gift that I feel so negative right now. I'm so sick of hearing myself say this that I'm going to push forward and I'm going to take that negative self-talk and think, I'm human, that's happening, it's bubbling up, and it's a good thing. Take the golden nugget and then use it to empower me to the next level. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So it's like that piece to it. Oh my gosh, I just missed. Hold on. Yeah, so Christy said, yes, afraid to be negative. That helps, feeling the feeling, but then move through. Yeah, it's just like, okay, I'm not going to move around it. I'm not going to pretend it's not happening. No, I feel like crap right now. I don't feel good about myself. And I'm going to feel that and sit in the pain so that it's not staying in the body and releasing it and like doing something about it after, but like letting myself be miserable for that moment and seeing the golden nugget.
Yeah. So if the negative self-talk is you're not good enough as a psychic medium, say that's, for example, Christy is the negative self-talk. You feel that energy, and then, you know, some practical things you can do is go back and read your testimonials, right? Tell a new story,
right?
It's like, no, look, I am good enough. Look at all these testimonials. Look at the work I'm doing. I'm showing up over and over. So that's part of it too, right? Is like telling a new story, which is usually the exact opposite, because our mind and our brain, it lies to us. You know, it's trying to protect us. It's the lizard brain protecting us, thinking that dinosaurs are going to eat us and all that. So you just got to tell it a new story. It's almost like you just got to talk to it like it's a little kid and then carry it like you're holding its hand.
Right.
And you're carrying it along the way. And you're like, no, it's okay. Look, here, that story seems true to you, but here's what's really happening. And then read your testimonials. Go back over, like, I'm doing these disciplines and I'm building my skills every single day. So whatever the negative self-talk is, it's feeling it. It's going through it. But then it's also tying something else to it that's usually the opposite story. So that way you have a new direction to go in. Because if we miss that piece, then we don't really have a direction to go in. So it's a matter of doing
it. It's
all
actually
those steps.
A blessing. It's actually a blessing that you feel it. Because
yes.
A lot of the times I kind of numbed out. And I numbed out with my negative self-talk. I would just numb out and like not feel it. And once it's there, it's like, ooh, this is a big problem. So now I could actually solve it, because you have a problem to solve and you know where to go with it.
And here's the interesting thing is like we're all of us right now on this call are numbed out to something within us.
Yeah.
We're numbed out to another blind spot. So I think that's part of the game too, is like going forward, knowing that, wait, I was numbed out on that. I discovered it. But wait, there's more behind there.
Well,
and
also,
staying open to that.
Yeah. And also like you're going to solve one problem and then you're going to like think, oh, I'm through that. Like, it's done. I saw the golden nugget. I'm done with learning. And then all of a sudden, you have a situation that comes up inside of you, and you're like, wow, that just triggered something back in me. It's still in there. And that's okay. You just go through it. But it's being real with yourself, knowing what it actually is.
Yes.
Because that's where that literally is the conflicting belief. Thinking that you shouldn't feel a certain way, and then you're mad at yourself for feeling the negative self-talk, and then you're in a spiral, and you can't even get positive without it being fake positive.
Yes.
So step number one
is to really accept.
Yeah.
Right. It's just like if someone's pissing you off in your life, right? But you love them, right? Whatever it is. First step, accept. Are you accepting that's the way they are? You're accepting. Like, we need to accept this is the law of nature. This is how seasons play out in our life. Like, when I first heard the law of attraction, I thought, like you said, it's like, oh, I focus on positive, and then when something comes up, oh, I solved that. So it's good. I solved it. I worked with it. I can move on now. It's good. But it's not like that, right? And you can get pissed. I've gotten pissed at myself over the years when an old problem will come up and I think, what the heck? I thought I already solved that. And then you get upset about that. But then I get to a space to where I saw this pattern happen so many times within my own life and with other people's lives. I realized, oh, this is like the seasons like that we have in, you know, here on Earth. It's just part of nature. And we're not going to sit there and get pissed at winter every year and pissed at spring. It's like we accept it.
Right.
So sometimes you just need to accept in your heart right now that this is the game you're playing. You're on a mission and you're going to feel pressure. And pressure is a great thing because it's going to create the results. It's going to help you have the energy to do what you're doing. And this is part of the game that you're playing. And as you accept it, you can have more fun with this game.
Right.
Because then you go to it in more of a light space and a space of acceptance.
Yeah. And I would say, like, I'm going to read the comments in a second, too, because we have a bunch of people commenting, which I love. But if there's something that you want to, I'm putting in quotes, manifest, like you want something, okay? Let's use house as an example because I think that's a common one. A home. You want a certain type of home. You want to leave the place that you're at and you want a home. Think of 5 things that go with that, like patterns, habits that are going to get you there to get the home. Maybe it's saving money. Maybe it's looking on Pinterest and start getting excited about what you want. Maybe it's going and driving in the neighborhood and all different neighborhoods. Maybe it's like Tony used to ride his bike around the area before we moved into this place. Like hanging out, going to the grocery store in that neighborhood specifically. Like being in the awareness and the energy of it, knowing that you can have it. Surrounding yourself with people that you can, you know, talk about it in language. And sometimes it's not telling everyone that you want the house, actually. Sometimes it's finding the right person that you know would be happy for you to have it, like a spouse, you know, like they want it too. Same energy. So think about that. The other thing is if there's any conflicting belief about getting the house, like, oh, that feels like, I don't know if I should change into a bigger house because I'm already used to the small one. I'm satisfied with what I have. I don't need anything special. I can just settle for it. It's fine. How are you going to be in another house if you have this belief where you have to stay right here because it's good enough? Do you know what I mean? So thinking about what you want, getting clear about that. Okay, Elisa, I love that you loved the vision about being surrounded with what you want. You could just grab it. You are welcome. And Elisa also said, Tony, you did such an amazing job at helping me with taking action with the right mindset. You're a great coach.
Awesome, Elisa. I love working with you too.
He is an amazing coach. And I love hearing all the things that come out about all this beautiful process. All right, let's see. All right, let's go down. Marky says, hi, Marky. I love the seed part. If you don't water your own seed, you will never grow. Meaning if you don't water your own confidence, you'll never grow. You'll only shrink. That is so true.
That's right.
It's so true. So it's like all these little pieces. And Jim Rohn always talks about the harder you work on yourself. What does he say? The harder you work on yourself.
He just always tells you work harder on yourself than you do on anything. So
yeah.
Work harder on yourself than you do on your job, than you do on your relationship, than you do on anything else. Because obviously you get better. Everything around you gets better because
yeah.
You're the common denominator.
Right. So we hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. If you caught it late, just go back from the beginning. Share your insight, and we will see you on the next episode.
We will. We're about to go get back to work. Do everything we just shared on this podcast.
Bye, guys.
We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did. If you liked it, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and remember, subscribe to our YouTube channel too.
If you can think of anyone else that would love this episode, share it with them right now on social media or email. And remember, getting results is a process of learning, applying, and reflecting. Stay consistent and continue to grow every day.